ברוכים הבאים, וולקומן, בינבנוטו, כאן בריין שטיינר, ושם?
שם.
ושם הוא שם.
רונן כוכבי.
רונן כוכבי, welcome to yet another week of Oh My God, It's Still Alive, here on Radio Akutse. I make money for saying that, פשוט. We have a very special show today.
כן, ממש.
We do, we're doing Bob Dylan. Two part, my God.
כן, באמת.
Two part special. I will be able to say that once fluently before the end of the show. This is show number one of a two part Bob Dylan special. We hope you like Bob Dylan.
כן, נראה לי ש...
נראה לך?
אתה יודע מה? האמת שאני חושב על זה פתאום, אולי לא... אולי זה לא...
כן, you know what, even if you don't like Bob Dylan, you'll love the show... but you're still a loser. So we're going to start you off with something very rare that you brought, Ronan.
כן, זה, כן, זה שיר, שיר מגניב של דילן.
Cocaine Blues, which maybe some of our listeners are experiencing right now.
כן.
Saturday morning, 10 a.m., little bit of the Cocaine Blues. Bob Dylan is with you.
My baby and me, we go uptown. Police come and they knock me down. Cocaine all around my brain. Hey baby, better come here quick. This whole cocaine is making me sick. Cocaine all around my brain. Yonder come my baby, she's dressed in red. She's got a shotgun, says she's gonna kill me dead. Cocaine all around my brain. Hey baby, you better come here quick. This old cocaine is making me sick. Cocaine all around my brain. All around my brain. is not for men. Doctor said he'd kill you, but he don't say when. Cocaine all around my brain. Hey, baby, you better come here quick. This whole cocaine is making me sick. All around my brain.
That's seriously about as bluesy as you're ever going to hear Bob Dylan get.
Can, huh?
That's really cool. I have an interview with him. I don't think I'll play an interview with him, but I have an interview with him where he's like on the radio answering questions from the Cajal. And at one point in time, he says, I don't do rock and roll. I tried. I did it in high school. I had a band. I did rock and roll. It's too hard. I don't do rock and roll. Shit like that. So but that's like, that's as bluesy as you'll hear the man.
אפשר לשמוע ממש את הייאוש שלו מהקוקאין.
כן.
זה ממש, הוא ממש זועק שם.
כן, כן.
שהוא לא יכול יותר. אתה יודע, זה אדיר, זה חזק, מאוד, מאוד.
טוב, I would like to give a shout out to the old It's Alive person, Elron Dekel, today, and his family. They've experienced some loss, and well, we love him, and I said I would play a song for him, so I will at some point in time, I just can't say when. But I told him I would, so like now I'm kind of stuck on it.
And, you know,
I have to figure it out, and what's it going to be, and you know, I'm actually right now, like I got two songs, and I'm going back and forth on which one to play right now, to go already with a cover of somebody else doing a Dylan song, or to go with Dylan doing a sad song. You know, and both of them are very good options for me, and I'm still up in the air with it. So what do you think?
אפשר להקדיש עוד שניהם, אתה יודע.
No.
That's too much.
Well, because like Boots of Spanish Leather, for example, which is Bob Dylan doing Boots of Spanish Leather, I think it needs a little bit of an asper. I think they both do. They need their own kind of introduction. So which would you rather hear right now?
מה האופציות?
A Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan or When I Paint My Masterpiece by Jorma Kaukonen and Bob Weir. Jorma Kaukonen Band with Bob Weir.
נראה לי שנלך על בוב ויר.
Really? בוב ויר?
נראה לי, כן.
Well, I'm very impressed with him right now.
עכשיו שמעתי זה הראשונה לפני שהתחלנו, וזה נשמע לי מה זה מגניב.
Okay, so this is the story of this show is Jorma Kaukonen and the Grateful Dead. They had a show in the same town on the same night. So Bob Dylan, after the Grateful Dead show, totally wasted.
No, Bob Dylan.
No, Bob Weir.
Bob Weir.
After the Great. Oh, okay. I said Dylan? Yeah, not Dylan. Bob Weir, although I did once sneak into a Bob Dylan show the night before a Grateful Dead show in the same location. So this is
Borja.
It's actually happened. Anyway, so Bob Weir, after the show, totally wasted, went to the Jorma Kaukonen show, got up stage and performed some songs with him, and he was so wasted that Jorma kept asking him on stage if he's okay. That's how wasted. Jorma Kaukonen, Jefferson Airplane, 1960s, okay. Is asking another man if he's okay. You know the man is wasted, and Bob Weir's answers are equally wasted answers. And someone in the Cajal from the Grateful Dead... Also a taper, you know, Grateful Dead has a taper section, a whole bunch of people that come with tape shit. So he also made it to the Jorma Kaukonen show, saw Bob Weir getting up on stage, ran to his car and got his taping gear, went back inside and taped what he saw of the Jorma Kaukonen Bob Weir show. And that's how I have this recording.
Oof.
And they happened to do a version of When I Paint My Masterpiece that is, for me, my favorite version ever of this song. So enjoy it. And yes. Woohoo!
Oh, the streets of Rome filled with rubber, ancient footprints are everywhere. Well, you can almost see end up on a cold, dark night on the Spanish face.
Gotta hurry on back to my hotel room, where I got me a date Botticelli's niece. She promised she'd be right there with me when I paint my masterpiece. Inside the Coliseum, dodging lines and wasting time. Oh, those mighty kings of the jungle, like an heartless dang seal. Well, it sure has been a long, hard climb. Train wheels roam through the back of my memory, wearing on a hilltop, following a pack of wild geese. Someday life will be sweet like a rhapsody when I paint my masterpiece.
I think me and my good friend Yorma here are going to bid you all good night. Thank you. We're going to play at least one more song.
That's how wasted Bob Weir is. He's like, he ended another guy's show right there. Tacolette. He ended another person's show. He was on stage at Yorma's show, and he said, "That's it, we're done." Mm. And Yorma's like, "No, we're not. We're not done yet." Anyway, the Cajal is so into it. Mm-hmm. The whole vibe there is just like something about that song is so magical for me. That track. That's Anyway, the whole show is it's It's only like six songs. Mm. The next song, I believe they do Blackbird, and they do like they fuck up the whole beginning and start again.
Because like Bob Weir is like... קצת מסתורים, כן, מגניב וטירוף.
כן, כן, is a vibe. So we were talking before, because we just went for a little ride together, about Bob Dylan's attitudes towards music and all sorts of showmen.
כן.
And the way you feel about musician against versus showmen and... all of these, so I'm going to bring it up a little bit, because I thought it was fun to talk about.
כן, כן, זה נושא מעניין. האמת שאתה יודע מה עלה לי עכשיו ששמעתי את הגרסה, משהו קצת אחר, אבל קשור.
כן.
זה שמה שמדהים בבוב דילן, זה שהוא בסך הכל כתב שירים, די אפילו יותר מאחרים, יחסית פשוטים, פולק, הוא אף פעם לא ניסה להיות מהפכן באיזושהי צורה.
אוקיי.
בטח לא ניסה, הוא היה... כן. אבל אתה יודע, הוא לא... מוסיקלית, הוא לא בא להגיד איזושהי אמירה גדולה וזה. ועדיין, הוא תמיד נשמע הרבה יותר... הוא נשמע נורא אחר ונורא לא קונבנציונלי בהשוואה לכולם. ושאנשים עושים קאברים שלו, הם נשמעים נורא קונבנציונליים מולו, לידו. זאת אומרת, פתאום השיר הופך להיות שיר רגיל.
משהו אחר. כן, או משהו אחר.
בגלל זה
כן.
המון שירים שלא כן. הצליחו כקאברים.
כן.
כאילו, אתה יודע, שקלפטון שר דילן, או שאתה יודע, זה כאילו נשמע פתאום שיר, כן. אפילו הנדריקס, אתה יודע.
כן.
ושדילן שר את זה, זה נשמע כל כך לא קונבנציונלי, כל כן. כך לא רגיל, אתה יודע. יש בו איזה משהו...
יש לו משהו בהגשה.
בהגשה שלו, שהוא כן. גם אחר וגם נורא לא מתאמץ, ונורא לא רגיל ולא תבניתי. הוא כן. כאילו מאוד...
ויש לו, he's got that attitude that says that I'm not supposed to show the emotion of the song when I play the song. My job is just to say the words and play the music, and the emotion, if it's there, needs to come from the others.
כן, כן, זה תפיסת עולם מעניינת.
כן.
זה משהו באמת שאין להרבה אנשים, ואני חושב שזה, אני אוהב את זה, שהוא בעצם לא מנסה לרגש אותך, דרך המניירות של השירה שלו. הוא לא מנסה להכניס רגש לצורת הגשה שלו.
כן.
הוא פשוט
מספר שם,
לך את הסיפור בצורה הכי אובייקטיבית שהוא יכול, והוא מעביר לך אותו.
כן.
תעשה איתו מה שאתה רוצה. לעומת המון זמרים אחרים שמנסים נורא לרגש אותך ואיך שהם שרים, ולהעצים את החוויה שלך כמאזין, לי דווקא זה עושה הפוך.
כן, זה מפריע לך that somebody gets into, too into, let's
כן,
say,
כן, כן,
a song on,
כן.
excuse me, a song on stage. There, but it's funny because it reminds me of something out of, from Judaism, actually, that, that I once heard, which was when you dress up on a holiday, you should be dressing up for the holiday, not for how you present yourself to others. Mm. Like if the... the mitzvah is dressing for the holiday and if you're doing it for another reason you're missing the whole point of the dressing up and it's that kind of thing. The song is the song for its thing, and if you're trying to push what I'm supposed to feel when I hear this song onto me, then you're doing it wrong.
זה גם לא אמין, זה נשמע קצת מתאמץ, אתה יודע, לי לפחות. יש איזה ביהדות גם, אתה יודע, למה טבעת נישואים, למה היא צריכה להיות כמו שיש לך ביד נורא פשוטה ויחסית, אתה יודע, בלי, אסור שיהיה לה אבנים, אתה יודע, הוא חולב.
So my wife understands that I'm like this ring, no, I'm kidding.
הסיבה לזה, זה אותו דבר. זה כדי שלא תתחתן בשביל הטבעת, אם תהיה קרה מדי או יותר מדי, אתה יודע. היא צריכה להיות סמלית.
You get married for the engagement ring, and then the wedding ring.
ואז, כן. אוקיי, תכלס.
There are women that have standards on engagement rings.
אבל זה לא קשור לידות, כן.
But yeah, the wedding ring, yes, it's also supposed to be a full circle. That's important in a wedding ring, because, you know,
כן, בכל טבעת זה, אני מניח שזה חשוב.
No, because some of them have like a break at the bottom, for example.
כן, לא הרבה, לא באמת. ברגע שזה פתוח, זה יכול להישבר גם.
And also, it doesn't have something on top of it, like, so it's just a circle. Like, you know. So my wife is just going around in circles with me, the poor thing. Yeah, so anyway, זה תפיסה מעניינת, not everybody has it. I feel like a certain amount of emotion, but I do understand the distinction between if I'm singing, the song is bringing me emotion while I sing it, two, I'm trying to bring you emotion through my singing of the song, which are two different things.
כן, נכון.
So I do understand that distinction. I do think that that is a cool distinction to make. But I know that we were talking about specific singers, which I'll play now and again. And you can make fun of them till today. Would you like it? I think it's your turn now. I think we'll go back and forth here.
Things have
you
changed.
You pick a song, I pick a song.
אני לא יודע מה אנחנו עושים עכשיו, אבל נראה לי ש... כן, תשמע, אין הרבה מה להגיד. זה שיר...
things have changed.
כן, זה שיר שלא יצא בשום אלבום.
Is it Bob Dylan or is this a...
זה בוב דילן לייב בפורטסמות, באנגליה, בשנת 2000. זהו, זה הופעה שלו, זה שיר חסיד גרובי עם הלהקה שלו. אני מאוד אוהב את השיר הזה.
סבבה.
זהו, בוא נשמע אותו.
Let's kick its ass.
I'm well dressed, waiting on the ledge. Standing on the gallows with my head in the noose. And a minute now I'm expected, only hell to bring news. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight. I'm a dream, I used to care about things that change. Love with the first woman I meet.
free. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of reach. I used to care but
my God, it's still alive. We are on Radio Katze. You can reach us at stillaliveontheedge@gmail.com. That's one word, stillaliveontheedge@gmail.com. You can send us live tracks and of your own band, and maybe we will feature them on our show, and maybe we'll tell you to piss off. You know, well, you never know. Tov, we've come to a part of our show. Wait, I have an intro for this, and I'm like ignoring myself here. Wait, let's do it. Oh my God, it's Wheel of Topics. So we have a special challenge, I believe, with Wheel of Topics today, because I think what we should do is pick a topic, and we should somehow relate it to Bob Dylan, since this is a Bob Dylan show. So whatever comes out of our topics box right now,
okay,
somehow we need to relate to Bob Dylan.
It's your turn, okay? I think.
No, I thought I picked last time. You picked last time? Yeah, you picked last time. I remember, because you called me racist. You called me prejudiced last time. You said, I think I'm a bigot. A little bigot. Okay, let's see if we can relate. This is obviously my handwriting. This is the same one. That's so funny, as last week. You put it back in there. You put it back in there, and I picked it this week. That's funny. I could have related that to Bob Dylan, though. That's for damn sure. exertion farts. You know what exertion farts are?
Okay.
So, you know, like when you're doing something, like
a lot of energy.
We're going to have to work hard here. Because maybe he farts on stage.
Look,
an exertion fart is like when you're working hard on something and a fart comes out because of what you're... And I have a theory. Now that I'm 50, I feel like now I'm allowed to have exertion. Like there's an age by which... Like you can't have exertion farts when you're 25. It's just... It's just not fair. You hold that in at 25. But at 50, you're like lifting a heavy object. You're allowed to fart. You know, it's just in my last soot. It's going to come out.
Amen. I have to tell you something. It's not going
to happen. You're still not 50. Wait.
Rega, it's going to happen.
It's like magic.
Really? You're laughing at me.
No,
just
kidding. No, I'm saying I'm 50 and I'm allowed to now have exertion farts.
It's something that you know that
it's going to happen in that age? You do it? You do it, because... אני הגעתי לזה.
אוקיי.
It comes, the day comes, and you say, oh wow, I can have exertion parts now.
אז קודם כל, רק שתדע לך, אני רוצה להגיד לך שכבר אפשר לקשר את זה לדילן.
אוקיי.
הוא מעל 50.
כן, נכון, בדיוק. So the question is it a smelly... Because all of his players are over 50.
השאלה...
Can you imagine like a band, like a 70-year-old band, they're all kicking it and they're all farting away just because they're into it so much?
לא, אני אגיד לך למה, כי לא נראה לי שהוא מרים דברים כבדים.
נכון.
אז כאילו, יש מצב שהוא לא עושה את זה, פשוט זה לא קורה לו.
Right. But
אבל אני יכול
maybe
להיות
the guitar.
לא, אבל לא כבד, אתה יודע. יכול להיות שהעובדה במש, או ש...
Maybe that's why he switched from the guitar. Remember, he was here, he played the piano most of the time, and not the guitar.
נכון.
Maybe that's why, because he was farting the whole show. Little known Bob Dylan fact.
לא, לא נראה לי דווקא. אני, יש לי תחושה שזה לא... זה לא...
And how do you feel about exertion farts?
האמת שאני אגיד לך משהו, יש לי משהו להגיד לך על פלוצים. זה משהו שאני, אם אני כאילו יוצא רגע מה... העניין, הקונספט החברתי, ואיך ש, אתה יודע, איך שהדבר הזה התגלגל, זה בכלל לא מצחיק אותי. כאילו, אין איזה שום אלמנט של... לא, יש לי.
Dude,
יש לי.
Come on, farts.
לא, שנייה, אני רוצה להגיד לך משהו ברצינות. אני אומר את זה בשיא הרצינות. זה משהו שאם אני יוצר, או יוצר, פעם, אני רק, אני עם עצמי, ואני מסתכל על הדבר הזה, בשום סיטואציה, זה אף פעם לא צחיק אותי. ואתה יודע, גם שיש לך ילדים, פתאום זה קורה נורא טבעי וזה.
כן.
וגם שם זה כאילו... משהו שהוא לא, אני כאילו מתחיל להפוך את זה גם בבית למשהו שהוא לא אישיו, כי...
No, it's not an issue. One of my daughters, I call her Farty McFarty Pants.
זהו, אז...
And, you know, I always say I stepped on a duck.
אבל
הנה,
זה
גם היה
לצחוק על זה. כן,
no. We all laugh,
no,
it's
זה
funny.
זה בסדר, אני לא מתייחס לזה, זה לא משהו שאני דורש כן. מהתייחסות. כאילו, זה מה שאני מתכוון.
כן.
אני, ולא כי אני רואה את זה בצורה ההפך, כן. כי זה ממש לא...
כן, it's something that should be...
כן, סתם, זה נראה לי שזה כמשהו מאוד שקשור לחברה המערבית.
I don't know, look, there are the friends that will fart in your car with the windows rolled up, and you're like, fuck you. And then there are the ones that will at least roll down the window.
אתה יכול להגיד כאילו, זה קצת חצוף, נכון.
You know.
זה נכון, זה חצוף. אם זה מתחיל להיות משחק כזה, שאתה יודע, למתוח את הגבולות, יכול שזה באמת לא נעים, ואתה יכול להתחיל להפוך למשהו הומוריסטי.
But like, my I have a brother that will definitely tell his kids to pull his finger and he'll fart. So everyone treats it their own way, you know.
לא, מעניין אותי איך זה יתגלגל לידי מצב שזה הפך להיות משהו מצחיק.
Because it makes a sound, and it makes a smell, and it comes out of your own body, and it's kind of funny.
למה גרפס לא גורם לזה?
It doesn't like smell up a room, grapes. But sometimes grapes can be funny. Also, greps is more controllable how loud or quiet it's going to be. A fart is not like some, you know, if you got a fart, what the hell are you going to do? And it's going to be stinky or not, there's nothing you could do about it.
כן, לא, השאלה למה זה מצחיק, אתה מבין? השאלה למה זה הלך למקום הזה.
I told you, because it comes out of your body, and it makes sound, and it has a smell, it's funny.
כן. אוקיי, זה, אוקיי, לא, לא, יכול להיות שזה מצחיק אנשים מסוימים, כן, אני לא יודע אם זו הסיבה שזה הפך להיות.
Maybe it became a funny issue to cover up the, because it was like one of those things, as we cover up our whole body and try and ignore that people have bodies,
ממבוכה,
the only way, exactly, כן. The only way to יתייחס לזה,
זה ברור.
Is it something
יכול
funny?
להיות, יכול להיות, יש מצב.
That's possible.
מעניין.
That's maybe it's how we
טוב,
keep,
לא
maybe it's how we keep our children down.
אז לא
ממש
קישרנו זה לבוב דילן, אבל מעניין מה הוא היה אומר על זה.
What would he say about מעניין, exertion
באמת,
parts?
זה באמת מעניין אותי מה הוא היה אומר על זה.
כן.
He paints
and stuff, you know, probably like, you know, he's probably farting in his studio. You know, they say he's like a master painter at this point in time. I'm thinking of getting a painting of his, you know, now before it's before they're too expensive.
זה כבר too expensive.
Yeah, probably.
הייתי בתערוכת ציור שלו, אתה יודע.
Really?
כן, לפני הרבה זמן, לפני שלוש שנים. נכנסתי, הייתי בלונדון, והיה איזושהי תערוכה שלו באיפשהו במרכז לונדון, וכזה הלכנו לשם בציפייה וזה, ונכנסנו כזה לחדר, לגלריה קטנה קטנה קטנה, בגודל של חדר קטן, היה שם ציור של דילן לכיוון, מהחלון ראווה לכיוון החוץ, ציור גדול, אני לא זוכר מה זה היה בדיוק, הוא היה יפה, ונכנסנו פנימה, והיה כזה עוד ציור, או עוד שתיים, וכזה הגענו לדוכן כזה עם מישהי שישבה שם, ואמרנו לה שלום, וזה באנו כאילו תערוכה, היה שם מדרגות כזה וזה, אז אמרנו, כן, הנה, זה התערוכה. אז אתה יודע, זה היה כזה רגע של, זהו, ראינו אותה כבר? אוקיי, טוב, ביי, והלכנו.
But was it nice?
כן, אבל זה היה, אתה יודע, זה היה קצת כאילו, הרגשתי שקצת עבדו עליי והשתמשו בי.
כן, עבדו עליי קצת.
כן, כאילו, ממש פרסמו את זה כתערוכה ציורים של בוב דילן. היו שם שלושה ציורים, ואחד מהם היה, החלטה לראות אותו שעברת בחוץ, ועוד שני ציורים, וגלריה בגודל של שירותים.
בוב דילן.
מוזר, אתה יודע. כן, אבל זה היה חוויה, אני אזכור את זה.
טוב, I'm switching songs. I'm going to tell you why, because Boots of Spanish Leather, which I was going to play. I had this already queued up for last week, you remember? Anyway, I feel like I shouldn't give a whole introduction for a song right now. I should just play Eric Clapton.
Okay. Yala.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why I be. It don't matter anyhow. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why I be. If you don't know by now. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look how you win, baby, I'll be gone. You're the reason I've been traveling on. Don't think twice, it's alright. No use in turning on your light, baby. Light I never know.
An excellent track from an excellent 30th anniversary celebration of Bob Dylan. We have a very special Bob Dylan sponsor for you today. You know, Bob Dylan has said everything that needs to be said. This is a fact, right? Okay. Like, if you want to say something to somebody, Bob Dylan has already said it. And all you need to do is find...
יותר ממה שאתה יכולת אי פעם.
לגמרי. Okay. So we have very special Bob Dylan cards for people for breaking up. Why? Because it's hard to break up with people. You don't, you know, you want to say things that you're not able to say, mm-hmm. basically because you don't have the balls. Mm-hmm. So if you want to say, for example, you're an idiot, babe, it's a wonder that you still know how to breathe, for example, you wouldn't want to say that to somebody.
נכון.
Bob Dylan said it to somebody.
Okay.
Get the card, get the idiot wind card, send it on, make the breakup happen. Meet me in the morning, 56th and Wabasha. What does that make sense? Because nobody's going to find 56th and Wabasha. That's a great breakup card right there. Mm. Meet me in the morning. I won't be there because I don't know where the fuck that place is. I mean, Bob Dylan, he's got all the words. You have all the need. Put them together.
זה משהו שאפשר לקנות בסטימצקי וכאלה, או שזה משהו שצריך להזמין באינטרנט, את הכרטיס?
It's obviously Bob Dylan breakup cards dot net. Definitely, it's definitely a dot net. I can tell.
אז בעצם צריך להגיע לאתר ולהזמין את זה דרך האתר, את הכרטיס שאתה בוחר.
And not just that, you can have it sent right to the person.
כן, במקום שזה יעבור אליך.
Exactly.
כן.
Just get it sent right to the person.
פשוט מגיע לשם.
Exactly. It's obviously a day guaranteed, because you don't want a breakup to happen next week.
ברור.
So it's one day delivery all over the world. Wherever you live in the world, it's local.
גם
it
בג'ונגל?
It gets there in a day. Jungle.
באמת?
Jungle. We have tribal people making these cards.
Okay.
On call.
זה הכל באנגלית, או שזה שפות לפי, זאת אומרת, ציטוטים שתורגמו, או ש...
It's all in English, but you can order special with the תרגום למטה in the language of your choice.
לא, סתם תרגום.
תרגום למטה.
תרגום נוסף ל...
Exactly. But, you know, it's got to be in English, because Bob Dylan...
זה לא בטח תוספת של כמה שקלים, אבל זה שווה את זה.
Obviously. Obviously, you know, it's still a day. Someone's got to put the tirgum on there to your language.
כן, טוב, זה נשמע לי אחלה דבר. באמת שזה גם מאוד מתאים לדור החדש שתקוע בטלפונים וזה, ולא באמת סוגל להגיד דברים בקול רם.
It's tough to talk to people today.
אז כן, אתה פשוט שולח, מזמין אונליין, וזה אחלה דבר. אני ממש, אני אשתמש בו ממש as soon as I can. ואוקיי.
Please, Ronen, give us a מצב ימי של היום.
מצב ימי.
מצב יומי ימי. Can
יפה,
I say that?
כן, כן, זה נשמע טוב. טוב, הים היום סביר, סך הכל. יש להקות של פלמידות בעומק. לדייגים, wow. כן, אז הזדמנות טובה, מי שרוצה לדוג. אני לא מעודד דייג, כן, שיהיה ברור, אני בעד החיות וזה, אבל מי שכבר דאג וצריך את המידע, מי אני שיקלקל לו, אתה יודע. אז כן, זהו, זה הדיווח היומי שלי.
אוקיי, so there you have it. Please, we need the money. Go to Bob Dylan cards.
עוד משהו קטן, אנחנו עושים עכשיו שיר, אז רציתי להגיד משהו על השיר.
Yes, we're going to put on
Most of the Time. זה שיר שיצא באלבום Home Mercy, אלבום קצת שונה של בוב דילן, ושהפיק דניאל לנואה. אני אומר את זה כי יש לזה משמעות. הפלייבקים שם היו מאוד...
Do you know, every generation has like their masterpiece Bob Dylan album. Like at least 4 generations now have like the masterpiece Bob Dylan. That like... they're like, this is like, you could know somebody's favorite Bob Dylan album by their age. That's how amazing he is.
מעניין.
There's like the masterpiece.
מעניין.
Anyway, please.
אז כן, אז השיר הזה זה שיר שיחסית די מוכר, שיחסית הצליח שלו, והוא נשמע נורא שונה באלבום. וזה בזכות דניאל לנואה שלקח את זה למקום אחר. מעניין לשמוע את הגרסה של דילן, איך שהיא נכתבה. בעצם לפני
ש... This is like the skitza לפני that they produced it and made the song.
בדיוק, ככה דילן הביא את השיר, זה מעניין מאוד.
יפה.
זהו, בוא נשמע.
Most of the time.
Most of the time I'm clear focused all around. Most of the time I can keep both feet on the ground. I can follow the path, I can read the signs. Stay right with it when the road unwinds. I can handle what I stumble upon. I don't even notice he's gone most of the time. Most of the time I'm a cool underneath. Most of the time keep it right between my teeth. I can solve any riddle, I can hold my own. Deal with the situation right down to the bone. I can survive, I can endure. I don't even think about her most of the time. Most of the time head is on straight most of the time. I'm strong enough and not to hate. I got enough faith and I got enough strength. I keep it all away, way beyond arm's length. I can smile in the face of mankind. Don't even remember what her lips felt like on mine most of the time. Most of the time, she ain't even in my mind. I wouldn't know her if I saw her. She's that far behind. Most of the time, I can't even be sure if she was ever with me or if I was ever with her. Most of the time, I'm halfway as content most of the time. I know exactly where it all went. I don't cheat on myself. I don't run and hide. Hide from the feelings that are buried inside. I don't compromise or pretend. I don't care if I ever see her again.
One of a kind Bob Dylan harmonica. Mm. Love that shit. He's his own harmonicist. He taught himself.
שמע, כן. כן, זה כאילו מדהים כמה דילן הוא, למי שאוהב אותו כמונו, כל פעם מחדש אנחנו מתרגשים ממנו, כאילו שמענו אותו פעם ראשונה, זה כיף. אין הרבה אנשים
כאלה. He's a real motherfucker.
כן.
There's no doubt about it. And I'm really enjoying... doing this show. One thing that the listeners can take note of, excuse me, is the years of the songs that we're playing. I'm like pre-1985, and you're like, but somewhere in there is the cutoff, 1980 maybe. All my songs have been pre-1980 so far, at least where they came from, right? And all of your songs have been post. So even in you and me, there's a whole, almost a whole different Dylan that we know.
Mamash.
Right? Okay, and we both love him.
Nachon.
But I love him from like 1960 to 1985, right? Which isn't that I don't love his new stuff, but when I think about Bob Dylan, I mean, you know, I go through Freewheeling, which is unbelievable, and Highway 61 Revisited, which changed music forever, Blood on the Tracks, which again changed music forever. You know, like these are, you know, those are like the highlight.
יש לי את כל האלבומים שלו, את כולם, ואני אוהב את כולם, גם לתקופות האלה מאוד. אבל כן, אני יותר מחובר לתקופה שלו החדשה יותר. כן, שהוא...
And I also like, I don't, you know, even to today, I think each one of his albums is a package, has like a sound of its own, a line of its own, a quality of like desire. There's one desire.
ממש.
You know, he never made another album that sounds like it.
כן.
It's the, and it's, and it has a sound of its own and a vibe of its own. And it's not something that he's done again or before that.
כן. נכון. And
it, you know, it's just like you know what he's like to me? He's like somebody that runs away from definition. You know, the Groucho Marx line, I would never want to be part of a club that would have me as a member. Bob Dylan lives that, because anytime someone says, ah, so he's this kind of singer, he does something else. He like never wanted to be pinned down. And so that's why he said, I'm not mechaya. I'm not, I don't just do shirei mechaya. But he did. But but as soon as they said that's what he did, he said, no. Now I'm, so fuck that. If that's where you're putting me, I'm going somewhere else.
הוא כל הזמן בורח מהגדרות ומתבניות ומזה, אפשר להבין את זה, אתה יודע.
זה גמרי.
יש עליו בטח, היה עליו בטח, שהוא היה יותר צעיר, לחץ עצום. ואתה יודע, אתה כאילו בתוך הדבר הזה, אתה מנסה להתנהל ולהיות אתה, ואתה לא מצליח, אז אתה פשוט מנסה לברוח כל הזמן.
כן. His life was crazy at when he first came out, when he first became big. With, you know, the times they are changing, and all of those songs... All of the Shirei Machay, all of the protest songs. Mm-hmm. They were all protest songs, and he's amazing at them. And he really got, you know, The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll is an insane fucking song that just says so much about society. Mm-hmm. And he's got a ton of songs like that. The Masters of War. He was a little kid. And he would write, sit down and write a song like magic. דרך אגב,
הוא היה שקרן פתולוגי, אתה יודע, גם בתקופה הזאת.
It's crazy.
כאילו, האיש הזה, הוא תעלומה אחת גדולה.
There's the famous interview, wow, I forget with who now, a news guy that asked him, can you still do what you did as a kid? And Bob Dylan looks at him and he goes, darkness at the break of noon, shadows even a silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon, to understand you know too soon, there is no sense in trying. He goes, I can't do that anymore, no. But I can do other things, and they're also fucking cool. But he keeps writing amazing songs. It's not like that was it.
תשמע, אני מבחינתי, הוא הגיע לשיאים מטורפים בשנות האלפיים.
Look at Make You Feel My Love, which became a worldwide hit because of Adele, but the words to that song are insane.
תקשיב, זה אלבום ששינה לי את החיים.
כן.
Time Out of Mind. Time Out of Mind. שהשיר הזה בא משם, כן. זה, תשמע, הוא...
כן. הוא לא מפסיק.
אפשר להתחיל לדבר עליו באמת, עכשיו יום שלם, אני באמת כאילו לא יכול להפסיק, אתה יודע, אומץ.
Yeah, he just... You know, and he came, where he came from and where he went. I mean, you know, he went on a journey to see Woody Guthrie, for crying out loud, you know. And you don't know, how does he even get so deeply into Woody Guthrie? But, I mean, he is... But he is kind of like, you know, Woody Guthrie being the troubadour folklorist that could write a song on a dime and was very prolific. That's, you know, he's closest to that. He's closer to that than to anything else. Except that Woody Guthrie had one musical style and Bob Dylan is a little bit of a chameleon in that sense, you know. Went through his Christian period. I mean, just crazy.
כן, וואלה, כן, גם הקטע היהודי שלו, אתה יודע, כל הסיפור של... Under the Red Sky, זה התקופה שהוא היה בא לארץ וזה. עטיפה עם ים המלח, דרך אגב. שהוא התקרב ליהדות, כן.
וואלה.
זה היה ב-88, אם אני לא טועה, או 87.
מדהים.
כן, היה לו גם את הפייז הזה.
And then he made Christian albums, and then, anyway, we have a whole other show to do. We're coming to the end of this show.
כן, יש לנו עוד תוכנית אחת, אז אנחנו בעצם נגיד שוב
שזה סקשת לשתי תוכניות. I haven't played a song of Bob Dylan yet. I mean, I haven't played a song of Bob Dylan singing a Bob Dylan song yet, and I keep talking about Boots of Spanish Leather.
כן.
So I'm going to play it now. It's a very fucking sad song, and I just found this again in my collection, and I sat down and listened to it crying, and it's just a crazy fucking song, and it's like it's one of those songs that only Bob Dylan can write, and I'm going to explain it a little to it because maybe you don't follow the words. It starts with a woman saying, I'm sailing away my own true love. So she's calling some guy her true love, and she's saying, I'm going away, can I get you a gift? And he says, I don't want a gift, just come back to me pure and true and come back. And she's like, well, I could be a while, let me get you something. And he says, look, I don't want anything, I just want you back. And she says, look, I'm going away for could be a long while. And he's like, fuck. Now he's like, מתחיל ליפול לו הסימון עכשיו. He's like, fuck. So, look, there's nothing I'm going to ask for. I still just want you to come back. You know, I see now that your mind isn't on me. Please just come back to me. And then she's like, look, I don't think I'm coming back. I don't know when I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just getting away. He's like, okay, send me a pair of boots. That's like, you know, so he introduces the song as, this is a song where you want one thing and you get something else, which is fucking great. And then it's just a fucking gut-wrenching song that only Bob Dylan could present somehow, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so Boots of Spanish Leather, it's been fun. We have been, oh my God, it's still alive. We'll see you next week with more Bob Dylan.
This is called Boots of Spanish Leather. All it is a kind of, when you can't get what you want, you have to settle for less kind of song. Well, I'm sailing away my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea. From the place that I'll be landing, no, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning, just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across that lonesome ocean. Ah, but I just thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone for a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking, is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing? Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow, the same thing I would want today, I will want again tomorrow. Ah, but I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship a sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. Well, if you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is roaming, I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots of Spanish leather.